One more time, one more time for Wes's nan.
Big fish, little fish, cardboard box, reach for the lasers.
Very, very disturbing. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Morning, everybody. Thank you to gorgeous Wes. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Chris.
You hear the news about Scott Mills?
No.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night.
Disgraceful.
It's no bad thing, I don't think.
I have an update, though. It gets worse. And I'll talk about that later.
Worse for Scott or worse for us?
Hang on a second. I just need to move my hydraulic desk upwards. That's better. I knew something didn't feel right, Rachel. I didn't have it up properly.
I know, I was feeling slightly uncomfortable.
Well, if you've just woken up, good morning to you. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. This is one of those shows today.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night. I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night.
Scott Mills is a bad man. Another text message, the second text message we received this morning. Remember the pips. Right. Like, I'm not getting enough grief from the management upstairs, I'm now getting pip grief from the audience as well. Remember the pips, remember the pips. What the hell are you all doing, please, by the way? It's like I'm hanging out at a mime convention. The four of you are going, heads, hands, pointing.
We've got an alternative radio station.
While you're speaking, right, and playing Armin Van Helden, which is an excellent record, in our ears, we're listening to some debate about fishing or something.
It's racing. What about now? Yours racing.
How's it now? You've
got
to be listening to the same
thing. That's fine, we're all right.
God's sake. Grief from the listeners, grief from the team. Right, are you ready now, Kerry?
Yes.
Dominic?
Yeah, a mime convention would be good, though.
What?
A mime convention would be quite good.
Yeah, all right, don't pick your nose, Dom. You're live on the air, love. Trained journalist and all that. Right, get ready for the pips. Ah, see? Pips, right? Leave me alone. That was Armin Van Helden coming out with Coldplay and Eminem at 7 o'clock.
British terrorist suspects will fly home.
And the Bellamy row just grows and grows.
The four British men still being hazy, some rain spreading from the north and very cold again. It's now 3 minutes past seven.
It's three minutes
past seven.
Right. Morning, everybody. Hello. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. Scott Mills, then.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night at Derby Student Union. Okay? I'm really sorry, but I didn't know how to break it to you. And truth be told, I've been drinking since last Tuesday.
What?
Now, I knew you wouldn't be angry. I knew you would be a little bit disappointed. And I'm fully aware that I've not only let you down as a Radio 1 listener, but I've also let myself down.
Since what? So you did the detox for one day?
No, it's been 2 weeks now. So
you
I did
it for a week.
Yeah.
So you've...
To be fair. No,
so
I just think...
Last
no,
week...
No, like, people are questioning me and, you know, and
what,
the integrity...
With
the integrity of all Radio 1 DJs now. So I feel that I'm here to tell the truth. And that's the truth.
What a get! What a get!
See, at least we were honest about it.
Do you know what I mean? I hate that. You're flogging my guts off for a fortnight. And Mills can't even last 10 days. It's a disgrace. It is what it is, Dom.
He's only cheating himself, isn't he?
No, he's cheating us. He's lying to us. Oh, he has been lying to us.
I think he's lost weight as well, isn't he?
No. I think he looks fatter than ever. Very bloaty around the face.
Yeah.
So imagine that how happy I feel, bearing in mind I've now done 15 days off the beer. And I love beer more than he does. I mean, he's more of a cheap wine man, isn't he?
He's a wino, isn't he?
So imagine, kind of, you know, the pain, rubbing salt into the wound, when I received this message last night.
Hi, Chris, it's Scott here off of the afternoon show on Radio 1.
He's not so drunk. He has to explain who he is.
Shut up.
Chapman's here. Anyway, I might play the rest of that later.
What time is that?
I don't know. 10? Something like that. Do you know what I mean? I mean, ruining my night. I'm trying to kill the stormtroopers on Star Wars Battlefront on the Xbox, and there he is ringing me. Well, I'm trying to concentrate. And he's in the pub.
Is that what you do all evening? Is play games?
Oh, it was stupid. Not all evening. There's Babe Station to watch as well. What a complete loser.
Sophie wasn't there then last night.
No. We're on a massive detox. We're trying to lose some weight. Get all pumped up a muscle like and then we'll all look great. No booze for a month will make us really fit. But let's be honest, Marzi will never look like Brad Pitt. A brilliant record to get you out of bed this morning. It's 6 minutes past seven. The Chris Moyle Show. Turn your radio up very, very loud. National Radio 1. Are you in your car? Are you on the M6? You are, aren't you? Are you called Paul?
Yes, you.
Those songs were just for you. They weren't, it's just a coincidence that I read your text messages. Two top tunes to hear while stuck on the M6. Paul. There you go.
There you go, Paul.
I know. It's shocking, isn't it? Mm. Two good songs in a row on Radio 1. What the hell's going on?
Chappers is here as well, and we're drinking. I'm really sorry. I feel so bad. Like, I've let you down. I've let the whole nation down.
Most of all, you've let yourself
down. I let myself down, mostly.
I can't listen to it anymore. It's when he goes, someone goes, do you want another drink? He goes, shh, no. Hello?
That was what, about 10 o'clock last night?
Quarter to ten.
How's it bed then?
He's on the air till 7. So he can't have got into the pub, knowing Scott, about a minute past 7, actually.
Must have been motoring.
What?
Must have been motoring on the drink.
It's not big and it's not clever, though, Dave, you know? You really don't need drink to have a good time. Although, personally, I find it helps. But each their own.
I'm really regretting drinking at the weekend now.
So you should. I mean, if it was me, I mean, I'm not saying about you, but if it was me, Rach, I'd feel so riddled with guilt, and I'd be so disappointed in myself at the lack of my own willpower.
It's not.
And lips moving, still talking. And I'd look round at my colleagues who stood firm and stood tall in the face of alcohol, and looked it in the eyes and said, "No, I don't need you yet." And I'd feel like a wimp. I'd feel like a loser. I'd feel like I'd let everyone down, you know, especially as producer of the show. I'd feel, what kind of an example is that to set? And, yeah, I mean, as I said, it's just a personal thing, Rach, but I'd feel bad. But how do you feel?
I don't feel bad. I just feel...
You should.
Still feel a bit rubbish, actually.
Right.
So physically...
The weird thing is, you either go down my route, which is all those emotions that I just run through that, you know, you feel like a loser. You feel like you've got no willpower. Mm. That you let all your team down. That's such a bad example to set speeds. Or you go down Dave's route, and he felt a lot better for a few pints of the weekend.
I feel great. Honestly.
Really?
Because my whole healthy regime, which has been since January 1st, I feel really good. I've been eating healthily. I've been exercising. Another notch on my belt this morning.
Dave's crashed his car and had three nights in the pub, right? And has lost the most weight out of all of us. So, I don't know what the lesson to learn there is.
The lesson is that everything in moderation, including moderation. A little of what you fancy doesn't do you any harm.
See, for me, it's all jokes aside, for me, as you know, it's a personal thing. The most I've done off the beer is 17 days.
Yeah.
And today is day 16. And I'm over the halfway mark.
So this is a milestone in itself.
Yeah, I've got less to do than I've done, if that makes sense. And, so if I can get through this week, which I should be able to, Thursday night will be hard when we're in Aberystwyth. And that's, it's, you know, today's day 16, and tomorrow's 17, and Thursday's day 18. So, I mean, for me, even if I fell off on Thursday night and had a beer, I'd still beat my record, but only by a day, which is a bit rubbish. The thing is, it's all set for me now, because I use Rachel as an example, you know? She's like my buddy, my detox buddy. Because this time last year, we did the show in Newcastle. We started every Friday, the last Friday of every month, going out and doing the show from a different place, remember? And we did the first month in Newcastle. And then a month later, virtually to the day, we went to Southampton. And as we got in the lift, Rachel turned to me and said, do you know, I'm half a stone lighter than when we checked into the hotel in Newcastle. And I remember going, bloody hell. I'm probably about 5 or 6 pounds heavier. And she's half a stone lighter. So, that's that, and I'm thinking, well, if I get to the end of all this, and I've lost 10 pounds, 12 pounds, or a stone, I'll be well chuffed myself.
It's fantastic.
And then I will have a beer.
And also, I think you want to be the last man standing, don't you, on this whole detox thing?
No, I'm not really that bothered. I want to do a month.
I think you'll do it.
And, I think I'll do it.
I think you will.
But I want to do it for me, and actually do it. There's two things for me, staying off the beer and losing weight. And I don't, staying off the beer is only a mental willpower thing for me, because I've never done a month off before. And I know loads of people, I know, you know, real party people who, like, you know, even I'd struggle to stay out, and you know, on a night out with, who every January just stay off the beach for a month. I don't know how they do it.
But don't think, though, that, you know, let's say you do your month, which is your goal, and I hope you do, right? So come the February the 10th, and then you have a few beers or whatever, and kind of life gets back to some sort of normality. It doesn't mean that you're then going to suddenly lob on loads of weight, because if you... You know, if you're still eating healthily.
If I've kept a few of the habits, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, in all seriousness. And you should still continue to lose weight. Yeah. Even if you have a couple of beers on a Friday night, you have curry on a Saturday or whatever. But as long as on the balance of things you're healthy, then you should still fall.
What I've said to myself is, this silly detox finishes on the 10th of February. I want to lay.
Well, that's the whole aim of the object, isn't it?
On the 10th of March, I want to weigh less than I do on the 10th of February. So I'm not going to weigh myself every week.
Yeah, okay.
Right, when the detox finishes. Yeah. But even if I'm a pound down, that'll do me. Because then a pound in April and a pound in May, then that's another, you know, several pounds by Christmas. So,
and that should happen if you're sensible with your diet.
Yeah. Although, I loved my life getting to the weight that I was. I had such fun getting to 17 stone 8. I'd warm up curry for breakfast.
Oh.
Oh, no. Don't knock it, love. Seriously. My mate, Mick, right, from Leeds, so you know, one of the worst things in his life is waking up in the morning and looking at the curry that he bought the night before and realising he'd fallen asleep before he'd eaten it. So you just heat it up. Right, you just have it for breakfast.
Using a naan as a pillow.
That's gross.
I love that. Stick the naan in the microwave. If you can be bothered, heat it up, but I can never be bothered. Right? What you do is, because if the rice is a bit hard, just get your fork in the bowl or the plate and just kind of mash it up a little bit, put it in the micro, stir it a little bit, it's fine.
You put a spot of water on it as well, actually, before you put it on the microwave.
Really?
Yeah, it softens it up.
I never thought of that. Do you know, now I'm talking about it, I fancy a curry.
We're like the Sunday surgery as well.
On the 11th of January, can we have curry for breakfast?
Do you know what, I could eat a curry now.
See? You know how we do this. I'm the kind of brother. Right, 11th of February, it's curry morning on Radio 1. In my career. Apart from Scott Mills. Every lover, in and out my life, I hear love and left in tears. Somebody just texted and saying what?
Saying stop chatting like your guests on Loose Women.
How rude. We've always wanted to be on Loose Women.
It's funny though.
Coming up after the break, going to discuss that naughty boy, Brad Pitt. Who, according to the newspapers, has photos of him and Angelina
Jolie.
He's nuts, isn't he? Getting rid of Jennifer Aniston for, I mean, don't get me wrong, you know, Angelina Jolie's all right, but she meant to be a bit, didn't she?
Crackers.
Anyway, on the text message, try leftover curry on toast in the morning. It's great. I'm loving these. Put the naan in the toaster. I never thought about that, actually. Just, but mind you, I have keema naan, so I don't, like, you don't want it falling out. Next morning, takeaway is the best. Even us girls do it, from Vix. Thank you, Vix. Chinese takeaway is great in the morning too, says Kate. I love curry the next morning, but I eat it cold. Curry always tastes better in the morning. All these coming in. And then John the Trucker says, oi fatty, what were you doing in Mackie D's last night at 8 p.m? Double cheeseburger and fries at the Lakeside. I heard Wes saying this. I've never been to Lakeside in my life. Is that the big shopping centre in Essex?
Yeah, it's Thurrock, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been. And I also don't eat cheese. So I don't eat cheeseburgers. So, to you. Thank you very much. Can keep it down, by the way, Carrie.
Just open I thought I could hear something.
Open the door and tell her to shut up.
Shh.
Can hear like bloody fog on leg on you two coming through the soundproof door.
We were talking about...
Yeah, we can hear you.
Lakeside and Blue Water.
That's fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
It's your own time you're wasting, Dominic. And my time, really. It's both of our times.
Sorry. you crack on.
Right, I will. Radio 1 presents Green Day, exclusively... Dave, I think Green Day are coming to the UK.
I love that trail. Never have I heard a clearer message on Radio 1. Green Day, exclusive for Radio 1.
It's their only summer gig for Radio 1 in the UK.
Day.
Yeah, Green Day.
Coming this summer, Green Day.
Mix the curry with leftover fish and chips. Now, see now... I don't know about that. If you're ordering fish and chips and curry for your tea, you seriously got problems, my friend. Throw a six to start, have a guess what we're playing next. White Stripes and Scissor Sisters at 7:30.
And our main story this morning, police in the UK are going to question the last four Britons being held at the US prison camp in Cuba. Mozan Beg, Feroz Abbasi, Martin Mubanga and Richard Belmer are all flying home after 3 years in Guantanamo Bay. They're suspected of involvement with Al-Qaeda. Neil Durkin is from the human rights group Amnesty International.
We always said the best way to deal with people like Al-Qaeda was to at least accord them minimum human rights, give them some lawyers, let them come to court, let's see if they can be convicted in proper trials.
Police in Northumbria are defending their decision to prosecute a woman for eating an apple whilst driving. Sarah McCaffrey was fined £60, but taking it through the courts cost thousands. Here's Newsbeat's Helen Neal.
The 23-year-old was pulled over near Newcastle in 2003. She was given a £30 ticket but appealed against it. Yesterday was the 10th time the case went to court, and police spent hundreds taking aerial pictures of the scene for evidence. It's thought the whole case cost £10,000, but the force says cost doesn't matter, and they'll always take action over anything that causes bad driving.
Indonesia has raised its estimate of how many people died in the country when the tsunami hit 4 weeks ago. It's now thought 220,000 people were killed there alone. Campaign just gone 7:34.
Wow, seriously, 11 months till Christmas?
Exactly 11 months.
I'll tell you what, I better start shopping now.
Absolutely.
Oh, because you always think you've got loads of time and it just creeps up on you.
Your Sophie's probably done all her Christmas shopping by now, hasn't she?
She's finished all her Christmas shopping by November. But, obviously, being a woman, being female, that didn't stop her from going in every single shop every time we went out the front door.
Hate Christmas.
Hello, I'm just gonna have a little pop in here. Why? You've got every present you that you need for everyone. You finish your shopping 2 weeks ago. Yeah, let's have a look. Are you gonna buy anything? I'll just have a look.
Right, I'll buy the catalogue. Keep bloody walking, love.
Does she buy Christmas cards for next year 2 days after Christmas?
No.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know if Sophie does cards. I think she may only do a few.
Do you go in the shop with her?
It depends. Sometimes I do that stereotypical thing of being a man and I stand outside and have a cigarette and look bored.
I stand outside because I think it quickens the process. I think if you're actually in there and acting as if you're taking part in the shopping process...
I disagree.
I actually like to stand outside and look grumpy and play with my phone.
No, I disagree because if you do that, the girls will tell you, once you go, I'll stay outside, see you in a minute, right? Then you're out of their way. They can walk around and have a look at whatever they want. However, if you follow them round like a bored lapdog, yawning really massively, and mid-yawn, then she's bound to go, do you like that? You just finish your yawn, it's all right. Within 30 seconds, you'll be out of the shop.
Do you not find it stops the dilly-dallying, though, if you're outside?
No, I'm seriously following around and her looking at the bored expression on my face while she's looking at two tops that, to me, look identical. And she's going, what one do you prefer? And I go, really don't care. Come on, we'll go somewhere else. I find it helps.
I love it when you get the bloke sat in a chair. You know how they always have in the chair? And they're, and they're just like slouched in it as deep as they can go, just like with this.
When we were last in Topshop, they've got a whole sofa set up for bored men. It's like a little lounge.
With men's magazines as well. Not like that magazine.
Not like Chaz Mags, no.
I have a suggestion.
What?
Just don't go shopping with them.
No, but hang on.
No. Girls can shop on their own.
I don't go... sometimes I'll go shopping with Sophie, but I always end up buying more stuff than her. That's fine. It's when we go out and it turns into a shopping trip. So let's say, for example, we'll walk up the road for a walk and we might go for a bit of lunch at the top of the street where the shops are. But between my house and the place we're going to go and eat, there are shops. Sophie could have everything she ever wants, but she'll, all of a sudden, office will just go, come in.
That's because you
come
have
in.
To.
We might have some nice Converse boots that you've never seen before, although I bloody doubt it. You've seen every other pair we've ever made, ever. Come in, come in. Look at this lovely belt from Henny's, I don't know.
Belters.
What?
Belters.
Belters, yeah.
These boots are £200. They were £230. Therefore, I've saved £30. It's about... No, you haven't. You just spent £200 on another pair of boots you don't need.
I'd love to own a shop, right, and call it Suckers for Girls, right? That's what I'd do. And on every item, right, I would, for a minute, sell everything at £950 more than it should be. And then the next morning, every item would have a tag on it going, reduced from 800... No, you know, obviously that wouldn't work, but you know what I mean? Reduced from £1,000 to 100 quid. And I'd sell my £70 boots for 100 quid. And the sucker ladies would buy it. Yuck, it's reduced. Why have you bought that? It's reduced. It's a pink jumper. Chris Moyle Show. Yeah, but it's reduced, look. How do we get onto that anyway?
Don't know. Christmas shopping.
I wanted to talk about the woman eating an apple.
Oh, what? The one that was driving?
Yeah. So, just very quickly, right? The police see her, stop her. She's in a car and she's driving and she's eating an apple.
That's right.
And they go, oh, well, we're going to fine you.
Yeah.
And she says, no, I'm not paying it because I was in complete control of the vehicle.
Yeah. Basically, the only reason it's cost so much money because it went to court 10 times and cost about £10,000. But the police say it's not their problem. They're just stopping people. You know, from...
But aren't you meant... Doesn't the highway code say you're meant to have both hands on the wheel at all times when you're driving?
Yeah.
Bar when you're changing gear. Mm. It doesn't say bar when you're changing gear and eating an apple, love. Especially if you're a little bit ugly, which, you know, having a look at the photos in the paper. Do you know what I mean? So how come that took 10 court cases or whatever?
Because she appealed it, as opposed to just saying,
yeah... But she's broken the highway code. She's put two hands on the wheel. There you go. And by the way, looking at the state of her in the paper as well, the only thing I would let her off with is at least she's starting to eat healthily, and with a face like that, I don't really blame her. Do you know what I mean? If she'd have had a Big Mac, then, you know, bang to rights, love. First was Tony Blackburn, Noel Evans, he was next. If BLT could see us now, his face would look perplexed. We upset other DJs, cause Moyles can't behave. We bet that Noel Evans is turning in his radio grave. Right, I might have dropped the White Stripes for Gwen Stefani, I haven't decided yet. Chris Moyle Show. Hey, I'm out of control this morning. National Radio
1. The Chris Moyle Show on Radio 1. Looking forward to getting January out of the way.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night.
Scott Mills, you're rubbish.
Walking down the street and a man tries to get your business. People that you meet won't. Take a chance,
you stupid hoe. There you go. White Stripes have never sounded so good. Don't get me wrong, I like the White Stripes, but it's Seven Nation Army, which I've just played that enough. I could do with a bit of a Seven Nation Army break.
You're bored of that, aren't you?
Well, yeah, basically. Oh, but that sounded nice. Mm. 7:46. In 3 seconds, that'll be 7:47. Tell them when, Dave.
There you go.
Alad is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Alad.
Hello.
Shemai.
Iawn,
diolch. Diolch.
Diolch.
Diolch.
Diolch. Diolch. And thank you.
Sheila.
No, sorry?
Sheila.
Sheila who?
Linda.
Easton.
No.
Sheena.
That's a girl's name.
Nah, diolch.
No, there's another one.
Shemai.
No.
That's hello.
Oh, when the goldie looking chain, we're in
it's something like it sounded like
Deanne. Oh, Deanne.
But Diane. I think they meant...
Diane.
Okay.
I'll isn't there a word that sounds like Diane, which...
Oh, Diawan.
Diawan.
Oh, well done.
All right.
During that register Diane. With Goldie looking Shane, and she said, we thought she was saying Diane all the way through.
Diane. Diane.
I've learned some Welsh.
Have you? What have you learned?
Ah. Buh. Ek.
Well done. That's ABC.
I know loads of Welsh.
Can you do Indai Tree? Oh, whoops.
Yeah, in down tree.
That's what's hard about having two languages tree? In your head.
Lach, alach, awach, alach, awach, alach, awach, Cardiff International.
Diolch.
That's Cardiff.
Ask me something, get me to say something in Welsh.
Well, let's say Cardiff in Welsh.
Cardiff.
Cardiff.
No, it's Cardiff.
Cardiff.
That's it.
Cardiff International.
Should I go for a hard one?
Hello to you. Yeah, go on.
Let's do a hard one.
Now, give me a sentence in English, and I'll say it in Welsh, and you mark me out of 10.
Okay, how are you?
Waka waka ro.
That's okay.
Yeah. Give me another one.
I feel great this morning.
Waka 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 raka this morning.
Hey.
I know, there are people now driving in their cars through Swansea going, he's pretty good, isn't he? He's more fluent than my nan. Whatever that means.
Just before they turn over to Red Dragon.
Yeah. Where some cockneys on the air going, all right, Wales, good morning. We've got all the hits for you.
Yeah, they're not that desperate.
Oh, Red Dragon?
No, Welsh people.
Red Dragon probably are, though.
1, 2, 3, kick.
Thursday, we go to Aberystwyth. We're doing the show from there on Friday morning. Aberystwyth is Alan's hometown. It's where you were born.
It was.
Do they have a statue of you?
No.
Like they've got a Billy Bremner statue outside Elm Road, or a statue of Eric Morecambe in Morecambe on the seafront.
A little short, stumpy statue.
With big fat arse and hairy legs.
Oh, with your Roy Cropper jacket and a microphone.
With three phones.
Yeah. Three phones Jones on the seafront.
That'll be me.
Yeah.
Covered in, you know, seagull droppings.
It's a good idea, though. I like that.
So, yesterday you said you'd give us some info about Aberystwyth.
Yes.
For those of us who don't know that much about it. And you've done a nice holiday-style report.
Yes, it's the first of three.
Oh, okay, good. Shall we have a listen to that then, Dave?
Yes, please.
For those of you who don't know anything about Aberystwyth, here's Alad.
Hello, and welcome to the first of my Alad's Aberystwyth travel reports, as I take you on a guided tour of my hometown. Well, as you know, Aberystwyth is in Wales and was founded years ago, way before the invention of shoes and computers and stuff, and provides the perfect setting if you're planning a seaside holiday in mid-Wales. Like all coastal towns, the sea is never far away in Aberystwyth, so if fishing and snorkeling take your fancy, then this is the place for you. Likewise, if rivers are your thing, then Aberystwyth will not disappoint, because it doesn't just have one river, it's got two! The River Radol and the River Ystwyth. In fact, the word Aber actually means mouth of the river, so Aberystwyth literally translated means the mouth of the River Ystwyth. So, what happens in Aberystwyth if you actually want to get away from the sea and rivers and journey upwards a little bit higher to the top of a cliff? Well, you hop on board the Aberystwyth Electric Cliff Railway, of course, and take advantage of some of the best views in town. Built in 1896, the Aberystwyth Electric Cliff Railway is the longest in Britain, and unbelievably, the only one in Wales. Wow, I've not been on this in years. How much is it, please?
Pimp, please.
Well, I'm exhausted. I've been down by the river and up to the very top of Constitution Hill. So I think it's about time I popped into one of the town's famous traditional pubs to sample the local brew. This way. Hiya, I'll have a woo-woo, please.
Woo-woo? Be a funny woo-woo.
Cheers.
A three-night break staying at a hotel costs £30 per person, based on six people sharing. Admission onto the beach at all times of the year is free, and the Electric Cliff Railway is currently not available as it's only open during the months of July and August. Alan will be back again tomorrow as he continues his three-day guide to Aberystwyth.
I feel as though I know more already.
There's more to come.
Oh, I can hardly wait. Right, if you want to come to our pop quiz on Thursday night, I'll tell you how after this. Here we go. I'm stepping in the room like waiting for the tune, like checking for the boom right there. It's called Don't Play Nice. It's by Verbalicious, of course. She made her debut in June 2003, age 17, at Bobby Nahal's Radio 1 MC Battle, which is when we're in Leeds, and apparently Rachel was there.
And me.
And were you?
I was there as well.
You know, I was there.
Brilliant.
At the MC Battle?
Briefly, and then we went to the pub.
Was I there?
I think you were in the hotel grooming yourself.
Was I? Just taking advantage of that 24-hour room service and see if it did take 24 hours to get there.
Good record, that, though.
She's from Leeds. She's born in Leeds. Go on, girl. On and on. Verbalicious. I don't think that's her real name. And that could be a stage name. Imagine that at a class. Julie. Yes, sir. Vanessa. Yes, sir. Verbalicious. Aye. Oh, my God, innit? And she's putting Khalees, Outkast, and Jamelia on their UK tours. That's not a bad lineup, really, if you're going to support anybody, is it? Outkast and Jamelia and Khalees. And she cites her influences as diverse as Blink 182, Eminem, and Shakespeare.
What, sister?
What? No, Shakespeare. You know, the rapper from Burnley.
No.
Fair enough.
BBC Six Musics, Vic McBee Digital Radio and Digital TV.
I'll be there, Vic. Right, so Thursday night we're doing a pub quiz in Aberystwyth. If you would like to win a table and come and join us, answer a very hard question.
The Chris Moyle Show will be hosting the first live pub quiz on Thursday night in Aberystwyth. If you want to win a table for you and three friends at this prestigious event, just answer this simple question. Which food is famously associated with Wales? Is it A, a lemon, B, a lettuce, or C, a leek? And that question, once again, pa bwyd sydd yn cael ei gysylltu â Chymru? A, lemon, B, lettucen, neu ec, cenhinen.
I don't know. If you do know and you'd like a table and a pub quiz.
Is it the lettuce?
What?
Is it the lettuce?
The lettuce. Please.
Come in.
Lettuce. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. You could be hanging out with us on Thursday night. So if you're lonely. Six. No. You know I'm here. 7:58. I'm just a crosshair. Sorry, we're on tape today. I'm just a shot away from you. And if you leave here, you leave me broken, shattered, alive. Franz Ferdinand and Take Me Out, it's 8 o'clock. We'll have a reprise of that in a second. Plus, hopefully by the end of the news and sport, some more winners of a table each when we go to Aberystwyth for our great pub quiz.
Good luck, everybody.
I know. You could win your very own table, Annette. That's my Welsh accent there.
Heck.
Thanks. Coming up, Destiny's Child. Oh, really? Can we not change that? It's rubbish. Oh, there's some good stuff as well. And a classic song. that you probably haven't heard for a while, but will sound great coming out of your radio in a couple of minutes. After news and sport with Dominic and Carrie, it is 8 o'clock.
British terrorist suspects will fly home.
And Bellamy faces uncertain future at Newcastle.
4 minutes past eight.
Oh, yes. Right, very quickly then. The winners of a table to come and see us in the pub quiz on Thursday night in Aberystwyth are... How do you pronounce that?
Sian.
Is it? Mm. Right. Sian Roberts from Welshpool. Congratulations. Well done, Sian. How do you pronounce that, Dave?
Nia. Naya.
And Nia Evans. Well done. You're from Hollyhead. We'll see the pair of you Thursday night for our pop quiz. Take me out! There you go. Right, Rob DJ's Monday night pub quiz. We do every Tuesday morning because Rob DJ does it in the pub on a Monday night and we do some of the questions on a Tuesday morning. If you would like to be on representing the boys or the girls, 08700 100 100, call now. You're going to do well today, I can feel it, Dominic.
4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah.
We've met Simon Cowell. We've met Elton John. We've met 50 Cent. And we're friends with Pete Tong. There's one more guest we'd really like that'd make the show a hit. Chris wants Abby Titmus son, cause he thinks she's really fit.
What do you reckon, Abby Titmus, Rachel?
No.
She's a slick.
Chris Moyle Show.
My boobs are bigger than hers.
National Radio 1.
It's been 1 week. You looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, just saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
I'm going to see if I can predict the mood of my audience now by doing something that I hope they'll like. You ready? There you go.
Lovely. And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
You know what I mean? It's got to be the weakest song they've ever released.
Hmm.
I would have stopped it earlier, but I was having a bowl of special of Remarkable J cereal. Yeah. So, as you know, it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Tuesday morning. Here is the hostess with the least test, Miss Rachel Zoo Jones.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Miss Jones.
You can turn your papers over.
Okay.
I've selected a few questions.
Right.
I don't think they're too hard. But anyway, first one.
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
Whoa, hang on.
Oh, joining us today,
mm-hmm.
Michael from Cornwall and Sarah from Lyndhurst.
Okay, representing the boys and the girls. And who's playing here today?
Today playing is Dominic,
hello.
Carrie.
Morning.
Dave.
Hello.
Aled and morning. Chris.
Hello.
Hello. Right, can we start then?
Have you just farted, Alan?
Oh!
Oh, no!
That's a smell.
How rude.
Alan, have you?
No.
You live in Trumpeter now.
I haven't.
You live in Campbellwick Guff.
Oh, there's just a smell of guff.
Well,
listen,
it's not me.
Can we get on with the pub quiz?
You don't get this on Mastermind.
Can we just move on? Wogan did this fart link yesterday. So.
Right, ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. Who was the first German Formula One world champion? It's number 5 on your sheets.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's easy, that is.
Do you have to spell it right?
No.
Right.
Need that again?
No.
No.
I just say, I'm multitasking. I'm eating my cereal and playing the quiz at the same time.
No food in the studio, Chris.
It's not really food.
Have you lost a jean size, whatever you meant to do?
No.
Lost your jeans?
No.
I lost my spoon the other day. Someone robbed it from my desk.
I don't think that's really happened.
Anyway, next question. Number 14 on your sheet. Which celebrity couple were married at Skibo Castle in 2000?
Ah, so easy.
Exactly. I said I've picked a range of them today.
You had to spell it right.
No. I'm not worried about spellings.
Right.
It's not very taxing, Rachel. It's not mental athletics.
They get better.
Math. Turn
over the page, number 31.
Really seriously, I say this every week. Can you just pick five questions before?
All right.
Because if you're in your car driving to work, there's five questions. The third question you just said is number 31.
Right.
Right.
In which country will the 2006 World Cup finals be held?
Oh, easy.
Exactly. I'm doing easy. Well, kind of easy ones today.
Do you know that, Alad?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Good God.
So you just looked at mine.
Do you need that again? In which country?
Oh, Dominic, Chris. That's disgusting.
Chris, that was absolutely awful.
Come on, hold it together.
It's making it difficult today.
Sorry.
Okay, next question. Which is the world's only flying mammal?
Oh, it's the...
easy.
How do you look? Like,
how do you
look like you've got an answer today.
Yeah.
What?
We're all feeling confident today.
Which is the world's only flying mammal?
Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
Okay, the last one, which
it's a
is
whale
my,
and an aeroplane.
My favourite question on the sheet today. Yeah. What is the total area of China in square miles?
Oh, shut up!
Oh,
stupid.
What number's that?
The last one on your sheet, number 40.
That's just stupid.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Rob's put it on there, we're doing it.
That's just stupid.
Just guess.
Is it to
11.
The, is it to the nearest 1,000 kilometres?
Yes.
That's stupid.
Kilometres? It's in square miles, Dave.
Well, you know, I like to be metric.
What is the total area of China in square miles?
The clue's in the question, Dave.
Shush now.
It's just stupid, this week.
Do you need any more repeating?
No, we just need the answers.
Okay, well, we'll do those next, after the next record.
Can we have a clue?
Do you know what? I've got to say, surprisingly, Dave, no one on the text messages is helping me with that last question.
No.
Right, five questions then. Winners coming up in a bit. Because we've got time, can we do more today?
Let's see.
We like quizzes, Rachel.
Yeah. Okay.
That was just a stupid
and,
question.
And the questions were rubbish.
Let's face it, we're probably going to get
don't
five
write
out of five
the questions.
Anyway.
Right, answers coming up next then.
All perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals for whom we call forth the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God, Michael Jackson, Prince, Bruce Springsteen, Band-Aid, Relax, Stevie Wonder.
Piggity Witch. Colin Edith had done a very funny version of that, featuring all the guests that appeared on their show, which I think Milo did.
He did do it.
Yeah, in between takes, recording the tweenies.
And now it's time for Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz on Radio 1.
Destroy Rock and Roll from Milo. Go and get the album. It's great. Right, it's 20 past 8. Here's Rachel.
Hello. Time for the answers.
Time to meet the two callers who are on the line.
I can't say that.
No, you just said time for the answers.
Oh, it's time for the answers, but let's talk to the callers first.
Such a bad line.
I am not. I was going to say that.
Does anybody actually believe that?
No.
I was.
Shall I do it for you, love,
yes.
Before you have a heart attack?
You usually speak to them.
It's all right, you've only done the show for a year. Good morning, Michael. Oh, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks, Tom.
Right, I'm good, Tom, mate. We are representing the boys. You're from Cornwall.
Yeah, living in Aberystwyth at the moment, though.
Oh, are you really?
Yeah.
There's no need for that.
What's it really like?
It's actually quite nice. I think it's got the highest pub per square mile in the UK.
That's really? A myth, actually. I researched it, and it's a myth.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. God.
Well, we're there on Thursday.
Yeah, it should be a good night.
Yeah, well, it should be for everyone else. We're off the booze.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
Cheaper there. Oh, the union.
What?
It's cheaper, the union.
So are the girls, from what Alan told me. representing the girls this morning is Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello, Chris.
You're from Lyndhurst.
Yes.
Which was the surname of Rodney.
Nicholas Lyndhurst.
Right. And you're a contracts manager.
Yeah.
You designed kitchens and bathrooms. How exciting.
Yeah.
How do you think you did out of the quiz?
I think I've done okay representing girls. I really do hope that I've won.
Okay. Michael, how do you think you've done?
I'm quietly confident.
All right, okay. Let's have the answers now, Rachel.
Okay, oh, after we've spoken to the callers. First question, who was the first German Formula One world champion? Michael. What's your answer?
Michael Schumacher.
Ooh. Sarah, what'd you put?
Michael Schumacher.
Dom.
Michael Schumacher.
Carrie.
Michael Schumacher.
Dave.
Michael Schumacher.
Aled.
Michael Schumacher.
Michael Schumacher.
The correct answer is Michael Schumacher.
Yay!
Correct all round. Next question. Which celebrity couple were married at Skibo Castle in 2000? Dom.
Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Carrie.
Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Sarah.
Posh and Becks.
Posh and Becks.
And you did.
Cow.
The correct answer was...
Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
Yes, correct.
Well, I think we all had that, bar Sarah.
Oh, come on, Sarah. The girls have got to win again.
Okay.
Okay, next question. In which country will the 2006 World Cup finals be held? Aled.
Germany.
Wow.
Dave.
Germany.
Michael.
Germany.
And Sarah.
Germany.
The correct answer is Germany.
Yeah. How the hell did Aled know that?
He looked at mine.
You know why?
Did he? Well, because we want to go.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Not because you're German, secretly.
Okay, fourth question. Which is the world's only flying mammal?
Only what?
Flying mammal.
I've no idea. What is the world's only flying mammal?
Flying mammal. Carrie, what'd you put?
Bat.
Dave?
Cat.
Chris?
What did you put?
Cat. No, cat. No, bat, I put.
Did you put bat or cat?
Bat.
Okay.
Chris.
Duck.
It's a bird.
Oh, I don't bloody know, do I?
Duck.
I don't know. Yeah, ducks can fly.
It's not a mammal.
I don't know. Hey? Yeah, but what constitutes a mammal?
Well, certainly
not a bird.
Yeah, mammals don't have beaks.
Well, that's beakist.
Michael, what did you put?
Bat.
And Sarah?
Bat.
The correct answer was bat.
Boo!
And the last question, my favourite.
This is great.
What is the total area of China in square miles? Sarah?
63,000. Oh,
637,000. No, you
what?
Said
63,000. Oh, I know, I'm reading it wrong.
63,000. Michael, what did you put?
10.5 million.
I love that.
Nice.
I love that. 10.5 million or 63,000?
Chris?
I put 3,727.
Oh. Dom? I put 14,000 square miles.
Carrie?
I put 7,000 square miles.
Dave?
6.4 million square miles.
That's Alex? A hell of a country.
I put 1.5 million.
Dave, if you'd halved your answer, you wouldn't have been far off. 3,695,000 square miles.
There you go. Who's laughing now, Dom?
So that's a no for everybody then, surprisingly.
I was closer, though, wasn't I?
No, you were double. So no, you weren't.
Right.
So anybody get 5? 4?
Yes!
Who's that? Carrie? Dom?
Michael as well.
Dave? Aled, Michael? 3?
Yeah.
That's Duck boy over
that's
there.
That's you, Sarah, as well. Yeah. Don't leave me hanging.
Oh, that means the boys have won this week.
Hey! Well done, Michael, pal.
Cheers.
Yep, you're so excited you've dropped off. What?
You don't count, though, Carrie.
I know, but she's referring to the bit we do every week with the
callers.
Can't
we just ignore the caller?
No, not really. Right, thanks, Michael. Well done.
Thanks very much.
Sarah, you are rubbish.
Thank you.
You've let the girls down. You've let Carrie down. You've let Rachel down. But more importantly... let yourself down.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
All right, nothing but a life of crime and drink for you now. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Right, so, Sarah screwing up for the girls, Michael winning it for the boys. Well done. Ducks can fly.
They're not mammals.
Yes. Yell. You say that, but where's your proof?
They're not mammals. Facts. Yeah.
Where's your proof, Dave?
Because mammals give birth to live young.
Not talking to you, mouth. I'm chatting with Dave.
Well, because mammals give birth to live young. They don't give birth to young in eggs and stuff.
And also beakers. The platypus have beaks, and they're a mammal.
No, they're not.
That's on the text.
Yeah, but a duck is still a bird.
Platypus isn't a mammal, is it?
Yeah, I was thinking of a duck. Build platypus.
Which can't fly.
Yes, it can. It can.
Kick it hard enough.
In a plane. If you put it in a box.
You could probably skin them, actually.
A box with holes to breathe and put it on a plane.
Should say it's not a good idea to kick duck-billed platypus.
No. Or put them in a box and take them on holiday. Right. Anyway, can we stop now?
Yeah.
Thank you, Rachel. Thank
you're
you, Rob DJ. It's 8:27. Good morning, if you just turned on. I'm Chris. This is Pink. Well, I was-
That's at the junction with the Shallows. Beep, beep, one, no trouble, Dominic Byrne. 8:35.
Hillary what?
Swank.
Hillary.
Swank.
Hillary.
Excuse me. That's Swank.
All right.
What about Swank?
She's got to be. Sides get married.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Change your name. Imagine her in a class at school. Byrne. Davis. Swank. What? Swank? And her name is that?
She's a very, very good actor.
What if her surname is Swank, what the hell is her nickname?
Hills.
What?
Hills. It's Hillary, first name.
Right, okay.
And got she's you. A man.
Yeah, I meant she's a woman, obviously.
She sounds like a man.
She played a man.
Is she fit or not, Hillary Swank? I can't remember.
Yes, sound
she
is.
I don't know what she looks like.
She is quite pretty.
What's she been in?
Boys Don't Cry was the big one.
I've never seen that.
Sounds rubbish.
It's brilliant. You should go and see it. It's really funny.
It's a hit for The Cure.
It's not funny, so it's moving. Sorry. I'm all over the show.
What's it about?
She plays a transsexual in the film.
And it's funny.
No, I didn't. No, I meant moving. Not hilarious.
Yeah, you're confusing that with Meet the Fuckers. That's what you're thinking of. They're two completely different movies.
Imagine if she was in that. Imagine her name on that poster.
No. Starring as sister. Dominic.
Hi.
Speaking of which, apparently someone's texting saying she is married. Oh, there's some photos.
Let's have a look, Rachel.
Rachel's got on the screen loads of photos.
Flick them up.
She's got loads of photos of the Swank.
There you go. See, she's all woman.
She's beautiful.
Mm. Now, I can't really see.
Is there another one, Rachel? More of a headshot.
While we're looking at photos, Dominic has got another big interview coming up. When are you doing it?
Yes, I'm doing it today.
Are you nervous?
I am, very.
Are you?
Yes. 10:30 something today.
Right, don't say who it is.
Okay.
I'm going to give everyone a clue. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Hillary Swank. Yeah. It's not Wogan, though, to
be fair. No, it's not. Oh, no. Later on this morning, Dominic is interviewing...
That's a very good impression, actually.
Thank you, thank you.
Is it Robert De Niro?
Yeah, it's not Robert De Niro. It's Hilary Swank, of course.
Trailer. He's all woman.
Yeah. She may not be a lady, but she's all woman. Mm-hmm. This is Tansfield. So if you have any questions you'd like Dominic to ask... Then text him in 81199, thank you. It's 8:38.
We're back on in the mornings, the best thing on the station. To entertain the whole UK, we'll have world domination. We've had a go with Johnny Vaughan, his ego's black and blue. So Wogan's next, we'll kick his ass and kill Radio 2.
That's right, all the blue rinsers are welcome to listen to us.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Great record. What do you think, Dominic?
I love it.
Not that you're biased at all.
They're the best band in the world.
Do you own everything you two have ever done?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, nice. 8:45, it's 8:45, you two in Elevation. So my favourite question so far that they'd like you to ask the star guest you're interviewing today is, wouldn't it be funny if Dom asked him to speak up a little bit? From Sue in Sheffield.
Glad it goes down well.
Somebody says, is it Dustin Hasselhoffman?
Never heard of him.
Very quickly, can we clear up the mammal thing, please, by the way?
Yep.
Because, What's the name of that guy who sits next to you?
Toby.
Right. What's his name?
Toby Seeley.
Whatever. He was very upset because he's convinced that squirrels can fly.
No. You do have flying squirrels.
Right.
I actually don't know this. I'm making this up as I go along. This is not based on fact. This is based on what I think.
Right.
Go with me. Right. You do get flying squirrels. However, they don't fly as such. They sort of glide. They sort of jump and glide because they're the ones, you've probably seen them on the nature programs, where they have like a flap of skin which goes from their front leg to their back leg. Mm. Thus, when they put it out, they have a sort of bat fink type wing sort of setup. And what they can do is glide. However, they don't fly like bats do, thus making bats the only real flying mammal.
They're called flying squirrels, Dave. I think you'll find if they couldn't fly, it would have been not a copyright thing, but it'd be like a... What's the phrase?
Trading standards.
Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm right, though.
Right. They can't take off from a standing position, either. They
probably
have to be in a tree.
Yeah. Mm.
Look at him. He's right. The ceiling's really upset.
It's not ceiling, it's ceiling.
Right. Right.
And with regard to mammals, mammals are warm.
So, right, the first thing you need to know, Dave, right, have you ever wondered how a flying squirrel flies?
I just told you.
Right, because it actually doesn't have wings. I'll tell you now, because I do know these things, don't want it.
Hmm.
It's not a bird, so how can it fly? That's the question.
Right, yeah.
The truth is, as Dave says, it does glide.
Mm.
Sort of like an eagle, except it never has to flap its wings.
Uses
it doesn't
flaps.
Have wings.
Mm.
And don't look.
That was very impressive.
Dominic's just realised I'm reading it off a massive screen right behind his head.
And they have large eyes, or bug eyes, I like to call them.
Where have you read that? Oh, it does say that. Yeah.
I'm right, though, aren't I?
You're right. It doesn't actually fly. It doesn't actually fly. I'm sorry, Toby Seeling. I'm sorry. He's saying it does, but... Oh, here we go.
Get over it, Toby.
Look at this. Everybody wants a weekend shift. Here we go. Look at this.
If you saw a human in a glider in the air, would you say that that person is flying?
No, he's gliding. Bye, Toby.
Yeah. And that's why he's not a barrister.
Not the best argument in the world, that.
Right, anyway, let's move on.
Sorry, can you speak up a bit, please?
Yeah, sure.
That's better. Thanks.
Who are you interviewing today, Dom?
I am interviewing the legendary double Oscar winner, possibly made one more or less, Dustin Hoffman.
Oh!
Big names.
Dustin.
Hello, Dustin.
Dustin.
I'm very excited, stroke nervous.
When you have been away filming for a while, mm-hmm. and you come back, I don't know. Do you have a cleaner? And what kind of tasks do the cleaner do? Mm. Does the cleaner do ironing and washing, Dustin?
That's brilliant.
I have a question.
Right.
Have you ever met Hilary Swank?
That's great.
Thank you.
I was also thinking in bed last night as well.
Really?
Last year when we interviewed all massive stars, Gwyneth Paltrow, Renée Zellweger, Tom Cruise, blah, blah, blah. We always ask the one question at the end, what's your favourite cheese?
Right.
Should we find a different question for this year?
Okay.
It can be food based, doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Have you ever met Hilary Swank? Perhaps it could be.
Do you like marzipan? I always find that very divisive.
Do you like sprouts?
Marmite. Amazing or muck?
See, the problem with that, Americans probably
know.
Haven't heard of that one.
Right. Okay.
When you're having a cup of tea, do you have sugar?
That's a stupid question.
I'm just thinking.
Bag first or milk first?
Bag or milk?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just say that. Bag or milk?
I go bag.
Bag or milk?
I'll leave that to the last.
I'm sorry, who is bag or milk?
I'll ask him what his favourite mammal is, obviously, goes without saying.
Do you think flying squirrels can fly?
Yeah.
What do you prefer, curry or Chinese?
Yeah. Have you ever eaten curry for breakfast?
Yeah.
That's one.
Have you ever been to Kidderminster?
Oh, here's a question which we've never asked any of our Hollywood movie actors before. What was it like to make the movie? Right, there you go. Yeah, just for a change.
We don't really do that, do we? We don't do films.
No, but you know.
Out of all the places you've been in the world, what's your favourite country and why?
Excellent.
You, how about this? You starred in many absolutely top blockbusting movies. You've also done a lot of classic movies that haven't been box office successes, but have been critically acclaimed movies. You've won a lot of awards, mm. and you are now regarded as one of the most outstanding actors of a generation. That said, do you think Abby Titmus is fit, mm. or do you think she's a bit of a slut?
It's good, I like that.
Ask him if he likes olives or not, and if he does, then see what his view is on capers.
You've got a thing about olives, haven't you? This cropped up with Gwyneth.
Mm.
Okay, olives.
Okay, and capers.
Capers.
Who do you think is the fittest cartoon character?
Oh, Betty Rubble.
Are you going to get? Do you want a short
list? No, you know, Jessica Rabbit, though, man. Do you know what I mean?
I was like Betty Rubble in an older woman kind of way.
Penelope Pitstop had decent legs.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. Actually, Barbarella wasn't bad, but that's... I don't know if you've seen that. I'll lend it to you on DVD. Mm,
that's a different genre of movie.
What about asking him, would he like to come to Aberystwyth with us on
Thursday? He won't, no,
Thursday.
Will he?
What's your favourite milkshake flavour? Mm-hmm. What's your favourite pizza topping? These are all coming in on the text message. Curry or Chinese? there's a lot of love for the Hilary Swank question.
Okay, so here's the runners and riders, and I have 15 questions now. Right. Can you speak up a bit? What's your favourite mammal? when you're away filming...
I think you need... I'm not being funny. Yeah. I think the can you speak up a bit? I think you need to ask him a question before that. Because I'm sitting with Dustin Hoffman, star of Meet the Fockers. Dustin, could you speak up a little bit, please?
No, that's genius. Ask him that first.
Before we start, Dustin, before you've said, before you've uttered one word, can you speak up a bit, please?
That's great for level, Dustin.
I hope he's not listening to this. Okay, so have you ever met Hilary Swank?
Yeah.
When it comes to tea, Dustin, bag or milk? Do flying squirrels exist? Well, they do exist, but can they fly? curry for breakfast, how about it? And I've just written movies, so we'll ask some whatever about the movie. What's your favourite country? You've won lots of awards, that said. What about Abby Titmus? Olives and capers? The best cartoon, the fittest cartoon character? Would you like to come to Aberystwyth? What's your favourite pizza topping? Curry or Chinese? That covers his career, pretty much.
There's not much geography in there, though, is there?
Okay, here's some more on the text, all right?
No.
The text message is now coming in. Well... what's your favourite sausage?
Mm.
What's the most expensive pair of socks you ever bought?
That's good.
Sausage rolls, hot or cold? Right. Mm-hmm. What do you do... I'm not reading that.
What about asking him, what is the total area of China in square miles?
Yeah, ask him that.
Hey, Dominic.
Okay, yeah.
Daddy or chips?
Okay, daddy or chips?
Classic. Dustin or trash can? Which is a bit rubbish. Have you ever lost a toenail? What do you wear in bed?
Brown or white bread?
Are you right or left-handed? Petrol or diesel? Is it a scod or scode? Favourite flavour crisps?
Okay.
One day you're going to get chucked out.
So the replacement for the cheese question, is that going to be, when it comes to tea, bag or
no,
milk?
I'm not
milk
sold
bag?
On that
What
yet.
Do you think?
Batfink or Danger Mouse? Dog or cat?
Dog or cat's good.
Dog or cat, as a generic kind of...
Well, you know, are you a dog person or cat person or neither? There's three options there. Put yourself in a box, Justin.
Yeah, that's a bit harsh.
I only asked him to speak up a bit, Dave.
Dominic, later this morning, meets Dustin Hoffman. The results of that interview coming up tomorrow morning.
Radio 1
presents the brilliant... We've come up with... our replacement cheese question for our Hollywood stars. Dave?
What we're going to ask Dustin Hoffman is if he can predict the score 7 football results for Saturday.
Yeah.
So then, when we go through the things with Stubbsy and the lads on Interactive, they'll be like what Dave thought, what Chris thought, what Lee Dixon thought, and what Dustin Hoffman thought.
That's brilliant.
This is brilliant.
So every week, our Hollywood stars, we'll ask them, or every time we interview them, we'll ask them to predict the 7 home, away, or draw result.
That's just cup weekend this week. We'll think
about
it.
All right. Right, serious thing, getting to today's from yesterday's Charlatans, how high?
The Charlatans are fronted by Tim Burgess. Tim Burgess shares the same first name as Tim Vincent, who's from Wrexham. Wrexham is also the hometown of Robbie Savage. Savage Gardner, sadly no more, and in that respect, shares something in common with Steps. Steps star H has been starring in Panto in Brighton. Brighton and Hove Albion desperately need a new ground. Ground 4 stars Charlie Dimmock and Tommy Walsh, but sadly no longer Alan Titchmarsh. Alan Titchmarsh shares the same first name as Alan Shearer, who plays for Newcastle United, as does Craig Bellamy for the time being. Craig Bellamy is Welsh, as is Charlotte Church, who performed at Saturday's Tsunami concert at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff.
Cardiff is the administrative capital of Wales, although apparently the cultural capital of the country is Aberystwyth, which is where we'll be this Thursday evening. Good evening in French is bonsoir. If you remove the soir bit of bonsoir, you're left simply with bon, as in Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran. Duran Duran had a hit with Notorious, and when you think of the word Notorious in the context of large rappers who are now sadly dead, you think of Notorious B.I.G., which links us to this morning's Two Distinct Track. It is Duran Notorious B.I.G., right. Mo Money, Mo Problems.
I'm coming up. Right, nice and loud, then here we go, it's 9 o'clock. Notorious B.I.G., Mo Money, Mo Problems. But were there any problems, Dave, with your Tedious Link, or was it seamless?
Seamless. Clean as a whistle. Why are you playing that music, Joe?
I'm going to play this music. What did you say about Duran and Bond and all that?
Good evening in French is bonsoir. Mm. If you remove the soir bit of bonsoir, you're left simply with Bon, as in Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran. Duran Duran had a hit with Notorious.
No, they didn't.
Was it Arcadia?
Do you know what, actually? I'm
I think
wrong.
It was Duran Duran.
Arcadia had Election Day.
Yeah.
And Duran was Notorious. You are right.
Thank you.
Oh, rubbish.
Fact, we win.
It's half time on the show. It's a bit weird, Dave says.
Let's get ready to ride.
Gonna run out of steam there, son.
Couple of little drops there.
What?
It's like my voice is breaking.
So yesterday on the air, if you haven't heard the shocking news, Scott Mills is a liar.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night at Derby Student Union. Okay. I'm really sorry, but I didn't know how to break it to you. And truth be told, I've been drinking since last Tuesday.
What?
Now, I knew you wouldn't be angry. I knew you would be a little bit disappointed. And I'm fully aware that I've not only let you down as a Radio 1 listener, but I've also let myself down.
Since what? So you did the detox for one day?
No, it's been 2 weeks now. So
you
did it
for a week?
Yeah.
So you've
to be fair. No,
so
I just think
it's
because people are questioning me and you know, and
well,
the integrity and the integrity of all Radio 1 DJs now, so I feel that I'm here to tell the truth. And that's the truth.
And never knew that, the weak-willed loser. That's not fair. I've been drinking for a week.
I think that's poor.
Tell you what's worse, I get a message on my phone last night. Thank God I was playing Star Wars Battlefront on Xbox Live with my mate Leeds Marks, right? Because I'd have had to talk to Scott in the pub. Here's the message he left.
Hi Chris, it's Scott here off of the afternoon show on Radio 1. Shut up. Chappers is here. No, then it's fine. Chappers is here as well, and we're drinking. I'm really sorry. I feel so bad. Like, I've let you down. I've let the whole nation down.
Most of all, you've let yourself down.
I've let myself down, mostly. Anyway. So, yeah.
I'll top you up.
Thanks.
Bye, Fatty.
Was that someone saying, bye, Fatty? I think it was. I thought that was that drunken weasel, Sloan. You know, Lapdog Sloan, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like flies around Scott. You know what I mean? Him? I'm sure he calls me Fatty.
So, yeah.
I'll top you up.
Thanks.
Bye, Fatty.
Oh!
Oh, like that then,
that's
is it?
That's not something that Neil would say.
That's his voice.
Yeah, but
that is
you
that little
sure
drunken weasel.
That,
Scott Mills Brown nosing little get. I'm telling you.
But Neil's not normally that nasty.
Have a listen.
I'll top you up. Thanks. Bye, Fatty.
Well, it does sound like it.
I'm telling you. Is that Chaps the guy saying, I'll pop you off?
No, he says, I'll top you up, I
right,
think.
Okay.
I'll pop you off.
Yeah, I'll top you up.
Okay. Sure. Well, that's definitely...
Thanks. Bye, Fatty.
All right. All right. Is that how we're playing now? Are we playing dirty? Is that right? I'm going to have to get my own back on that sexually confused little squirt. Do you know what I mean? With me, sunshine. Get what's coming to you. What are you laughing at?
Can't say that.
Of course I can. I lost money with you, didn't I, about that? When you on tour?
What?
When you...
when we on tour?
You went touring with Sloan.
Yeah, twice.
Yeah. And while you were away...
Yeah.
Did anything happen? Right.
I can't possibly say.
Oh, yeah. Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I go all green and tear my shirt.
Get angry is quite funny.
No, I'm not. Someone just said, you know what? It sounds like Colin Murray.
Thanks. Bye, buddy.
No.
That's Neil.
It's definitely Neil. It's not Colin.
Colin would have been at home anyway, playing online poker.
Yeah, he's so sad, isn't he? Playing online games, what a geek. How did you make a man to mine and play Star Wars Battlefront on the Xbox?
I haven't played that yet.
Have you not?
No.
You don't have an Xbox, that's why.
I've got everything else, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've been told. Cupboard's full of fun, you have.
Bye, buddy.
Oh, that's it now. What does he do, Neil? Does he work on Scott's show?
Yes.
Does he?
Yes.
What does he do on it?
He's a kind of assistant producer.
Is he BA?
He does all the Your Call stuff.
Is he BA?
No.
I don't know, actually.
Who produces Scott's show?
Emlyn.
Right.
You got Laura as well.
I'm not being funny, Rachel. Rachel, I've heard that show. You're trying to tell me there's two producers on that show. Do me a favour.
Emlyn's in charge.
Sounds like it's produced by Toddler.
Oh.
And that's for Your Call. Don't get me going on that rubbish. Got Your Call. Like, hi, who's on the line?
It's Dave.
Hi, Dave. What do you want to hear?
No choice.
Eric Prince calling me. Yeah, no problem. Here it is.
No, I wanted no choice.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye.
Hello.
Radio 1, Your Call.
Hello.
Sam.
Still here.
Go away. Oh, Scott Mills. All right, Treacle. See?
I thought we liked the Mills team.
I did. Up until the Fatty incident.
Bye, Fatty.
How can they say that? You've lost 9 pounds.
How can Neil Sloan call me fat when he's got a face like he has? Do you know what I mean? That's like the product of... Can't do that.
You can't do that.
Do you know what I mean?
Not even after 9 o'clock, really? After the watershed. Still hugely offensive.
Parents coming from Alabama. Yeah. You know, I can't, yeah. I won't say any more.
Here's my wife and my sister.
Here she is. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. And today you win a Chris Morrell's car park catchphrase body pod.
Woo!
That number again 08700 100 100.
Yeah. That's a great record, isn't it, Dave?
I love that.
Oh, not half as much as I do. That's right. Check it out. It's DT8 Project featuring Andrea Britton, and it's called Winter.
Brilliant.
It's good, isn't it? Mm. What's up, Rach?
Nothing.
That's the sound of Alad opening his wallet.
You sat down.
You're going to get around on Thursday night, Alad?
Yes. I've seen the prices.
I'll be at first.
For Thursday night.
Are you putting your hand in your pocket on a night out?
Very cheap.
Dave goes to the bar first. Ever want a drink? Have a woo-woo.
You won't. Not with me, Aubrey.
I'll go to the bar afterwards. What are you having to drink, everyone? Have a woo-woo. Rachel goes to the bar, gets her round in. And then all of a sudden the drinks end. Alad goes, oh, I'm tired now. I'm going to go to bed.
That's not true.
Yes, it is true.
I made the mistake of buying the first round when we were in Leeds in a very expensive hotel, and the round came to £60. Shocking. Good.
That should make up for the 11 months where you didn't buy a round.
That's not true. Don't
put it in
there.
It is true.
It's not true.
It is.
Will.
Good point, well,
yeah,
mate.
No, actually, we'll give you that. It's 20 past nine. Joe Wiley's off this week. Pneumonia's on at 10 o'clock today. I said yesterday it was Joe Wiley, even though I bumped into Pneumonia in the corridor. You know, so sorry about that. Apologies. It's Pneumonia, and she's on at 10 this morning. Coming up next, if in case you missed it earlier, it's Alan's part one of his guide to Aberystwyth.
Wake up to Moyles.
Get home with Mills.
Oh, good morning, Chris. As you may have
missed with. Oh, you got to go and buy that. I love that. It's out this week. Please buy it. It's the Love Freaks. It's called Shine. Oh, yes. Right, on the way, we'll play that Exhibit record. But don't worry, because we'll play the Strokes after that. This is Radio 1. It's just gone 9:30.
British terrorist suspects will fly home.
And Bellamy could be out on his ear.
Radio 1. Beep, beep, one, no chat. 9:33.
We've got a big lunch today, haven't we?
Power meeting.
Power meeting. A power lunch at the home of our executive producer, Cuddly Dudley. And it's all of us, isn't it?
Yeah. I think so. You're coming, aren't you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Chicken pie's on the menu.
Yeah, the menu is chicken pie.
Now, you eat that as a vegetarian, don't you?
Yeah, yes. I mean, strict vegetarians would kind of argue that you shouldn't really eat chicken or duck or fish.
Is that because of the chicken, the meat side of the chicken?
Yes. Right. It's the fact that it's a living animal that you shouldn't
eat. Can you eat the skin off a chicken if you're a vegetarian?
I don't know.
It's living, isn't it?
Not the skin.
It is.
Well,
it's got paws and stuff.
If you're a vegetarian and go over to my
skin has got pores.
Yeah. If you go to my grandmother's house as a vegetarian, she'll strain the mince off shepherd's pie and just give you the gravy.
That's interesting, because my grandma also had mince, but she used to have, glacier mince, Fox's glacier mince, in a little jar.
Mince.
Right, yeah.
But whenever I went round there, I used to get little mince.
Yeah.
For the journey.
Not the same kind of mince, Dave. You're saying mince. Dominic's saying mince.
Mm. I'm saying shepherd's pie mince.
Mm. Yeah. Which is lamb, not beef, of course. That's cottage pie.
Anyway, I'm fine with chicken.
Yeah, good. That's all right, then.
I'm having tuna salad.
Carrie?
I'm having chicken pie.
Dave?
Beef pie. And chicken pie.
Is he doing chips?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
See, now, here's the way I look at it. Here's what I'm going to have. Ask me what I'm going to eat today.
What are you going to eat today?
I'm eating chicken pie and chips, and I'm having a dessert. Do you know why? This reason.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night at Derby Student Union. Okay? I'm really sorry, but I didn't know how to break it to you. And truth be told, I've been drinking since last Tuesday.
What? So, because of that, I've decided I'm going to have chicken pie and chips for lunch today. With water. See? It's like that old fat girl going to McDonald's. Big Mac, large fries, Diet Coke, please.
Good morning, everybody. Richard is my name. I really like this job, but Moss is driving me insane. So now I have decided that I'm gonna go on strike.
I admit that maybe I did have a beer or two on Saturday night at Derby Student Union.
I'm a menace to society, baby. The police wanna relocate me. They run it with gunner, but they can't fade me. They wanted to come up, but they ain't crazy. I ride one in the don't cop. Six trays, Chevrolet, Road, California to Virginia, Timmy making it hot. Taking long rides in a G4 plane. X-Men to the stage, got him going insane. Yeah, got the world seeing.
Those holy old strokes there. Valley 51 on the old Radio 2. I know it's you know, the morning coming up later on. Oh, sure, flat stomach and all that. So, told you, old Ken Bruce. He does like a barrel. And, the old early morning rises, all turn the radio on. If it happened before me, the old Sarah Kennedy.
Hey, yep.
Oh, crackers. That's the old Jacob. And so, told you, Ken Bruce, always late in the morning, suddenly sort of bursting through the door.
Who?
Oh, Ken.
Sorry, mate.
What are you calling?
Oh, sorry. I was just in the toilet.
You were?
I was just in the lavatory.
In the toilet?
Toilet.
I know. The old number one or the old number two.
I didn't realise that was so sharp. Well, here you know.
That means the old number two, of course. Well, the old dumpy pumpy. Right, old.
Lovely, don't we?
Oh, lovely, gotta go.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
Say it. Is Dom playing the airbase today?
Yes, I am, Roy.
Oh. All right, okay,
morning, Roy Walker. How are you today?
Good morning.
You all right?
I'm good, thanks.
That's very nice. The old detox program is going very, very well. Yet again, stayed in last night, didn't go to the pub.
That was very impressive.
I know, I'm telling you. At this rate, I'm going to look as fit as Brad Pitt.
That's very funny, Chris.
I'm a bit rude there. But
I love that last record you played.
Really? That's they're a band called the Strokes.
Oh.
No, 1251. It's good, isn't it? Hey, look, Dominic's here.
Good morning.
Morning, Roy, you're right.
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. I'm going to be interviewing the very famous actor Dustin Hoffman later.
Yes.
Have you got any questions you'd like me to pass on?
No.
Okay, here's Dave.
Hiya, Roy.
Good morning.
You're right.
Life is good.
Good, and me too.
Oh, it's cold today, isn't it?
How are you, Dave?
I'm all right, Roy. Not so bad. Not so bad. Life's treating me okay. Here's Alan.
Sorry.
Hi, Roy.
Is Alan leaving?
I'm not leaving. Well, I'm going to Aberystwyth, but I'm not leaving. Are you coming with us to Aberystwyth?
No, it's obviously not.
They've got no chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Not for all the money in the world.
No. Well, we'll miss you, Roy. We'll miss you.
Yeah.
He irritates me.
Who?
Alan.
Right. What's the story with the...
What a numpty.
Yeah, I know he is. What's the story with the callers?
Line 1 and line 2 are both there.
Right, let's go then!
Please welcome on line 1, it's contestant number 1.
Contestant number 1, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi Chris, my name's Ian and I'm from Torquay.
Hey! Torquay, of course.
Yeah.
You gotta love that.
Where's that?
Down in Devon.
Oh. Sorry.
No, it's not. You know, it's down in Devon though.
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, Roy has a friend who lives there.
Hi Roy. Is it Ian from IMS Plumbing and Heating?
No.
Oh. I don't know him then. What's his name?
Dave?
Dave who?
Dave? Carol. Dave? Carol. Dave? Carol.
Oh, what does he do, Chris? Right?
No, I'll answer. He's an electrician.
Electrician?
Yeah.
Who for?
He's for... For
Dave Carroll.
Electricians. Yeah, he works for himself, doesn't he?
Yes.
Yes, he does, yeah.
He doesn't want a job, does he?
I haven't got time to talk, really. What do you do, Ian?
Me, I'm a plumber.
Oh, right, very nice. Okay. I think I'm think I'm going to opt, by the way, my boiler problem. I think I'm going to opt for a combi boiler.
Do you live in a flat?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Thanks.
But make sure it's energy efficient then.
Yeah, I will. I'm not going to get one of those energy inefficient ones. That'd be inefficient. Would probably be the word.
Inefficient.
Inefficient is good though. What are you driving?
I'm driving a Ford Transit.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
Nice wheels indeed.
Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear your horn. Oh, hey, Roy.
It's a horn of plenty.
It's a horn of plenty. Right, hang on there then.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
I'm Adele and I'm from Leicester.
Hey! Doesn't matter how many times you prep them to say, hi, Chris, my name's Adele, they just drop the Chris and straight on. Adele, did you say your name? All right, good. What do you do?
I work for a road surfaces.
A what?
A road surfaces.
A road surfaces. Right.
A road surfaces.
She's saying a road surfaces. She says services or surfaces?
Can you just repeat that?
Is it surfaces as in tarmac?
Yes.
And it's called a road surfaces.
Well, no, the company's called
Bradgate
Tarmac.
She, Adam. She's, is it me? She said I work for a road surfaces.
No, a road surfaces.
Well yeah, all right. Yeah, but a road surfaces.
She works for
company?
A company. Yeah, that surfaces.
I'm not saying that. It's like,
roads.
That's like leaving yourself hanging mid.
It is a bit.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereabouts in Leicester are you, Thicko?
On Abbey Lane.
On Abbey Lane?
Where's that?
In the centre of Leicester.
Oh.
Right. Right, okay. You're not a fan of Leicester then, are you? I take it. Roy? Roy, you're not a fan.
I have a friend who lives there.
All right, here's a friend who lives in Leicester.
And who's that?
Richard.
Oh, I know Richard.
Yes.
All right, okay, good.
What a numpty.
All right. It's going nowhere fast, this, Roy. Let's get on with it. And what are you driving?
A Suzuki Vitara.
Mmm. Nice wheels.
And
let's hear their horn then.
Let's hear your horn.
That's rubbish. That horn is rubbish.
Rubbish. You got your window down?
Yes.
All right, is there it again? Roy?
That horn is rubbish.
Oh, well, we'll carry on anyway. Right, are you ready, Adele?
I am.
Are you ready, Ian?
I am, Chris.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Jesus in heaven, who I love very much, let me get through the last 10 minutes of the show and the rest of the day without drinking alcohol, which I really need right now. Bong. That's like a high-pitched Trevor McDonald. Right, Car Park Catchphrase number one, good luck. Mr. Fish is working as a seaman in the Merchant Navy. They're at sea at the moment, 12 hours out of Rotterdam, on their way to Lisbon. It looks like they've got problems. The ship is taking on water rapidly. It's beginning to sink. Who's that?
Adele.
Yes, Adele?
Sinking ship.
Sinking ship.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, I'm afraid. Come on, Ian. It's starting to sink. Everybody's doing their best to keep the ship afloat. Except the rats, they're all jumping off. Who was that, Dave?
That was me first.
Yes, go on then, Ian.
It's rats desert the sinking ship.
You're absolutely right! Yay! That's the Car Park Catchphrase we were after. Well done.
Well done,
well
indeed.
Done.
Well done. Right, point to you then, Ian.
Thank you very much.
Key, who's a plumber. Hey. Are you Corgi registered?
Of course I'm Corgi registered.
Right, okay. That's the best way.
Oh, yeah,
safety first.
You're going to be registered. Be registered by Corgis.
I text you as well, Chris, when you had your boiler problem.
Right. Thanks very much.
We probably deleted it.
No, I don't. I don't do the text messages. Dominic does. Right. Okay. So it's one to you, Ian.
Morning,
Adele.
Ian.
You need to get the next one right. Stay in the game. All right.
Okay.
Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is working as the entertainment booker at a club in Selby. His job is to make sure all the acts are booked for the right spots and to make sure all the entertainers are happy. But he's having problems with one of the star turns. He's been told that Danny Leppard is not happy. And he wants his spot changed. Is that Ian?
It is?
Yes, Ian?
Leopards don't change their spots.
Leopards don't change their spots.
Or a leopard can't change their spots.
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
Ryan just said it's good, but it's not right before you said that. You could be able to, you could buzz in again if you really want to, but you have to get it right, of course. Danny Leopard wants his spot. Yes, Adele?
A leopard never changes its spots.
You're right!
That's right. That's right. I'm afraid, Ian, I couldn't give you a leopard once his spot changed. I can't, you know.
We're a stickler for the rules.
Yeah, plus it makes it more exciting now, because it means that it's one apiece, it's all to play for.
It's one apiece, mm-hmm. So it's all to play for.
As this one hell of a contest.
It's one hell of a contest.
Yeah, it's a tense game.
Crikey. What a tense game.
Yeah, blimey, how did you get that?
Blimey. How did you get that?
Yeah, what do you think of our lady caller?
She's getting on my nerves.
Right, okay.
You're both back in play.
Uh-huh.
Here's another car park catchphrase.
It's the last one now. Good luck. Mr. Fish is spending the day with the council food and hygiene inspectors as they visit a couple of premises on the wrong side of town. They've had a tip-off that a backstreet butcher's shop is selling out-of-date meat to unsuspecting punters. They've raided the shop's cold cellar. Yes, yes, there it is. Look, the meat is very much out of date. Look how bad that meat is, says Mr. Fish. It's all the way through as well. It's bad all the way down to the... Yes, Ian?
It's rotten through and through.
Rotten through and through!
Oh, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right. He's looking at how bad the meat is. It's all the way through the meat. It's really bad meat all the way down to the bone. I think Adele was just unbelievably getting in there, Adele.
Rotten to the core.
It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Ian, do it!
It's rotten down to the bone.
No, it's bad all the way through. It's all the way to the bone. It's bad. All the way to the bone. It's bad. Therefore, Adele, it's...
That's me.
Oh, yes, Ian?
It's bad all the way through to the bone.
Oh, Jesus, help me!
Oh, it's good. It's the wrong answer, I'm afraid.
It's not good, it's wrong. It's bad to the bone. It's bad to the bone.
Adele!
Yes!
Bad to the bone.
You're a winner.
You're right! Ian, you let me down, son.
Yeah, well, I said that, just not...
No, you didn't.
Bye.
Shut up. Adele, you won. But you were also irritating, so the pair of you get cut off. Goodbye. Good riddance. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Superstar. Right, so I've decided I can hang around for an hour and a half and then we all go to the meeting. Or I can go home and I can get a good hour in on the old Letter of the Alphabet Box Live games console. But what game do I play, though, Dave? That's the big question today.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to go for... I might go for the Star Wars game. Star Wars Battlefront. What do you reckon, Dom?
Sounds good.
Do you want to come around and have a game with me?
I've got to go and see Dustin Hoffman.
Right, no, okay, fair enough.
Sorry.
Carrie, do you want a game of... Do you want a bit of game and action of mine?
All right.
What?
All right.
Joking, you're a girl. Dave, fancy a bit of that?
I'd rather spend an hour in the dentist.
Star Wars Battlefront, Halo 2?
No.
All right. Treat yourself. Right. Namode is coming up next! Look out for me on the Star Wars game, my game of tackle course, Slim Jim.